Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
When I was in high school, I was on the debate team in a very roundabout manner of speaking. I really never made it to the big show, but I learned how to get my index cards together and, well, do the pros or the cons of the subject. There are certain sets of rules or steps that one takes to be prepared to go from round one to round two and so forth. If my memory serves me well, heck, that was over 55 years ago. What I do remember is that the exercise and preparation gave me a certain strength of character that buoyed my confidence and my self-worth throughout my life. So now I'm going to tread into that national political scene for a second, something I don't do very much here in my comments, because Lord knows there's enough going on locally to chat all day. But the subject of debating has been something that both sides seem to have issues with. Seems our California State Congresswoman and Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has tried to give Sleepy Joe Biden a heads up that he shouldn't debate with President Trump. There's a head scratcher, but not when you think about it. The pundits already have Trump winning any debate with Biden, win or wherever. Seems like the right thing to do, and of course, Mr. Biden has already accepted the challenge. But why Pelosi has given this advice goes a lot deeper than just the advice. Because if some of you don't know, Pelosi has never and has said she will never debate a challenger. Currently, she's being challenged in her own party by Shahad Buttar, and apparently that will never happen as well. Says a lot to me about a person's character if they're not willing to put themselves and their beliefs on the line. What is Nancy hiding is the question. Can't she hold a thought in her head long enough to make more than a sound bite? And bite she does. I love the skullduggery comment she made if Biden debates Trump. Skull gives that first part of the word a scary connotation. The rest of the word ties it all together to mean underhanded or unscrupulous behavior. The one definition I like best was hanky-panky. My contention is there's a lot of hanky-panky going on in Washington, and Pelosi is at the head of the hanky-panky organization. If I were debating Ms. Pelosi, I would try to pin her down on term limits. Sorry if pinning down is offensive. If term limits are good enough for the city council of the city of Eureka, why in the heck isn't her position in Congress? Heck, as far as that goes, somebody tell me why our Board of Supes don't have them. I'm very tired of this whole political career business crud. 8 years was more than enough for me. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.